Welcome to the GP Chamber Chats with the Grosse Pointe Chamber of Commerce. On today's episode, we had the privilege of speaking with Jody Pear of Jody Pear Designs. As a passionate designer with many ways that she expresses her talents, Jody is committed to delivering interior design services with empathy, intention, and simplicity. Let's dive in and learn more. All right. Well, hello, Jody. Thank you for joining us here on GP Chamber Chat. We're very excited to have you. Let's just dive into it. So tell us about yourself and the history behind Jody Pear Designs.
Thank you, Rochelle. I'm very happy to be here. Okay, I am a Grosse Pointe Woods resident, and I have been operating my business, Jody Pear Designs, out of my home since 2012, which is when I launched it. But at that time in 2012, I was working full-time as a secretary at the University of Michigan Dearborn. Actually, I was there for 30 years.
Wow.
So I was juggling that. I was going to school at Eastern. I was enrolled in their interior design program. I had still another year to go there. And then launching my business because I was starting to get some design projects. So it was a lot to manage at that time, but I did it and I knew that I was going to be juggling a full-time job and then doing design work on the side. I knew, I didn't know when I was going to make the transition, but I knew it was going to take some time, to really start growing my business. So I juggled them both. And then, while I was trying to find my niche and, grow and develop, I ended up participating in Maria Killam's program in Toronto. And I learned her system for specifying paint colors. And so she is just a wealth of knowledge. And, she's developed this system of how to look at paint colors, how to see the undertones in them so that you can put them together in a pleasing way. So I learned that system. And then I became certified as a house coach. And the founder, so house coaching is the, it's like this merging of life coaching and interior design skills together, because the home is so important. And Kirsten Steno is the founder of house coaching, and she's in Denmark. And so she's an interior designer there. She'd been an interior designer for 20 years, and she started noticing a pattern with a lot of her clients, mostly women. And she tried to basically sum it up as they were homesick at home. And so they would call a designer in to come in, fix things. Well, it just got really deep, and she just started to notice what they needed and what their heart was longing for. And so she started developing some tools to help her through those design projects. Mm-hmm. And so then I discovered Kirsten and online, and she invited me along with six other designers from around the world. She spent a whole year teaching us her philosophies and her tools. And we even spent a week together in her home in Denmark, where at that point we were dreaming of a house coaching institute and how to get these teachings incorporated into higher education, into the design programs at schools all over the world. Because what Kirsten teaches in this empathetic approach, it is not what interior designers are taught or architects. And the home is so important. And, it is a reflection of the person. And currently, sadly, the design programs are not addressing that part of it. They're just, they're talking about the functional needs, but, designers get called into homes and they're being faced with that homeowner's, shame or embarrassment, they just may not really know what they want. And most designers are not prepared to address that and to help that client work through that. Mm-hmm. So Kirsten taught us how to do this. So she changed my life, and that just opened my eyes in how I see interior design now and how I can work with my clients. But so last February, 2020, I decided to launch full-time into my design business.
Okay.
So I retired from the university and then the pandemic hit. And the world got turned upside down. And so everybody's staying at home. And, you know, so many people say to me, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, designers are in, you know, so much need right now. And it's like, yes, I saw that. I know that there was a need, but nobody was really reaching out. People were just shocked, you know, and dealing with their own things. And so I just got really quiet and I dove into writing. So at that time, so a year ago, I was just getting ready to self-publish my first book. I wrote a book called The Art of Decorating with Intention. And then I also created a video course with that same title. So I was just getting ready to launch or self-publish that first book. And then it just, I just kept going and I self-published five more. And I had this... It was like this merging of, you know, my secretarial skills, my desire to follow my dreams and to constantly keep my dreams in front of me so that I don't forget what they are and what's important to me. And this is what I started writing about. And so I just have, you know, I think I offer a different perspective to help people look at their homes differently. And it is all coming from the heart and what nurtures them and what are they dreaming of. So I created two planners because while I was working full time, you know, taking on design clients and going to school, you know, all this stuff, I needed to stay organized. So I developed two different planners and it just, you know, it just became so fun. And so these are all out there, but it took a lot of time. And that's what I've been really doing for the past year. And then I also started a YouTube channel. And so I do a weekly recording with her name is Kathy Feltz. She's a intuitive life coach and a professional organizer from Chicago. And her and I met through a mutual acquaintance. And we both felt this need where like, we're both stuck at home in different areas. And we're like, what can we do? Like, how can we help people? We know people are struggling at home. Everybody's working at home. And so we just started having conversations, her and I, and we started recording them on Zoom. And then I publish a new episode every week. And we just are hoping that somewhere in our conversation, somebody grabs something that is, you know, inspiring and they can implement it in their home. So I did that.
That's a lot, Jody. You're doing a lot. Oh my gosh. But it's all amazing. And I think this kind of merges. I'm going to merge my next two questions sort of together because I think it's important that we approach them in the same way. So, you know, I want to talk more about, like these books, your planners. So, and then there's courses. So there's a lot that people can digest and dive into with you on their own time. But I want to talk a little bit more about you as a designer with this very unique approach. What can you do for people, and what services do you offer? And along with that, you know, just talking a little bit more about how this, you know, home coaching and why, you know, why this is a different approach for you. I think it's so important and it's going to resonate with so many people too listening, because we are very intimate with our homes after this past year. So, talk to us a little more about that.
Yes. Yes. I mean, when I, you know, growing up, my parents entertained all the time. So we always had, you know, dinner parties and friends were over. And I thought everybody was doing this. You know, I just thought everybody loved their home and that they openly invited friends and family in. And what I've learned is that is not true, that it takes a lot for many people for them to open their door and invite you into their home. So first of all, like, I am so honored, and I find it such a privilege when I do get invited into somebody's home. And I love learning how they live in their home, and then how they want to live in their home. What mm-hmm. are their dreams? What do they need? What's working? What isn't working? And so I, you know, one of my design service is, you know, I guess I'm consulting, but I produce a product for every design client. And I call this a guidebook, and everyone is unique. But what I do when I go into a client's home is you know, it's just a conversation about what their vision is and what they need and what they want. But so while I'm there for the consultation, I'm taking pictures of the spaces where they want to make change. Mm-hmm. And then I put together this book that has pictures of that client's home in it. So say somebody is, they want to change their master bedroom. Well, I'm going to show you pictures of your master bedroom, and I'm going to show you one wall at a time. And in there, I am providing, this is my secretarial side coming out again, but I love to write. And so mm-hmm. I am writing down step by step, room by room, wall by wall, how you can accomplish the look and the feel that you want. And then I have inspirational images in there that I got just, you know, from the internet, or maybe a magazine or something that client showed me. So mm-hmm. I'm going to show you in this guidebook, I'm going to include that inspirational image, and I'm going to tell you how to get the look or the feel that is in that inspirational image, because it is capturing an essence of something you want. Mm-hmm. And I show you how to do that in your own space. And it's not like you're copying the look that somebody else has done, because that doesn't work. It has mm-hmm. to feel really good to you. And so I listen to that, and I love hearing that. And then I love showing you how to get there. So the guidebooks, I do them for design clients. But I have also used them, which is probably the most fulfilling part. I shouldn't say that, because all my projects are very yeah. fulfilling, but I guess there's, you know, elderly people have a special place in my heart. And mm-hmm. I've used my guidebooks to help people who are downsizing into a senior living community. And I used to call this part of it, I used to call this service a delicate move, but, you know, and that is, I guess that's describing this transition in their life. This is a very delicate time for people to do this. It's probably the most important move of a lifetime. Mm-hmm. But the end result is I'm producing a guidebook for that person that shows them how their furniture and accessories will fit into their new apartment. And I do the full layout for them, and then I give them the guidebook, and they do it. So friends and family help them, or whoever they choose, but they have this guidebook that they refer back to that shows them the vision. So it eases the transition on moving day, because you know where everything is going to be placed. And it helps family members who are helping you get settled. But so I do it for design clients, and I do it for the delicate move clients, and both are so, so helpful. And I have clients who use their guidebook for years, because mm-hmm. they can refer back to it for if they're going to purchase something new. So they can use it as a shopping list, or they can use it as a communication tool for a contractor that maybe they're going to hire to actually do the work, or a builder. So it's it has many purposes, and it's just a great communication tool. Yeah. And so that's it. So it's a merging of, you know, it's design, it's organization. It's just my passion for helping people create a home they love to be in. And I want to communicate it to you. I want to show you how to achieve it.
I can see how that'd be so impactful and helpful too, because there's so much of the overwhelm of design is the choices are endless. The options are endless. Mm-hmm. And you can have a vision, or you could have maybe a style of things that you like, but I think what you do is so valuable, in the sense that we cut down that complete panic and anxiety on how do we make that come to life. And more importantly, with what you said of not just copying a space, right, but mm-hmm. making that space work for you. So those sound amazing. And I, even in my own head, just thinking about my own home, right, and I'm starting to think of like what that would look like even for me. So it's, even with you talking about it, such a visual experience. But
thank you.
With so many people, like I was saying, we're all very intimate with our homes over this past year, right? We're spending more time at home, and we're probably, I would say universally, even more critical of our homes now, because this is everything we had, right? Like our space was where we worked. It's where we played. It's where, it's just everything, right? We weren't able to really leave and do what we needed to do to that same capacity. So with the clients that you had or conversations that you had, maybe over the past year, I know you've been busy with so many projects, but you know, what tips or, things could you give people who are starting to think more critically about their home mm-hmm. on, you know, what they should be thinking about looking at, before they even maybe reach out to you?
Yeah. First of all, you know, when you think of interior design and you think of, you know, so design and decorating are two different things. You right. know, there are designers and there are decorators, and I love it all. And, you know, everybody is not going to be able to renovate their home or redesign their home, but it's the small things that you can do that make such a big impact. And so the first thing that I want to tell you is, don't, you know, and I learned this the hard way. I did this myself. You know, when HGTV was brand new, yeah. I was consumed with it.
Oh,
know,
yeah.
I loved watching it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kept trying and trying and trying to decorate my home based on what I was seeing on TV. And it was so upsetting to me because it never, what I didn't know at the time, it wasn't giving me the feeling. It wasn't filling the void that I had. Mm-hmm. I was trying to create a look, and that's not going to do it. I mean, you can look at these things for inspiration, but the right answers for you are in your own heart. And I think that the interior design world has scared so many of us. We're afraid we're going to do something wrong. We're afraid to make a purchase. Or we're going to have buyer's remorse. We're going to, you know, we don't know how to pick the right color. We don't know how to make our desk look right. We don't know how that sofa is going to look with our carpet. I mean, there's so much fear, around all of this. And so I just, you know, I like to remind people that you have the answers. Like, don't pay attention to all of those things. Pay attention if you're looking through a magazine or you're looking on, you know, on the computer or something, and you see something that makes you pause for a moment. And I don't care what it is. I don't care if it is, you know, you see a picture of, I don't know, a beautiful beach. And maybe there's a woman walking along the beach by herself, and you just, it causes your heart to just, whoo, there's something there. Mm-hmm. Well, that's your heart talking to you. And so I try to encourage people, if you notice that your attention is being pulled to a beautiful image, print that out and put it in your environment. I don't care if you tape it on the wall, but that your heart is talking to you, and pay attention. So then how can you build around that? Well, maybe your color scheme is going to evolve from that picture. Or maybe it's going to remind you that, I don't know, that you want, I don't know, maybe you love seashells or plants or something. It's going to trigger something. It's like, I like to call it, it's like a breadcrumb trail. So when you notice yourself feeling that excitement and something catches your eye, get it in front of you, get it out of your head, get it in front of you in your environment, and see how you feel. And so that is not painting a room, buying new furniture, right. Nothing like that. It's getting your idea of beautiful in front of you. And yeah. That alone can transform you.
I think that's a step we can all take. That's definitely actionable.
Yes.
What are some memorable client experiences that you've had that, you know, have just made everything that you're doing so worthwhile? I know you've sort of touched on a little bit with your, with the senior living stuff. And I would imagine those are really heartfelt as well, but if you could share one or two.
Yes. And so that's exactly it. The very first guidebook that I created was for my husband's family, because they were moving his aunt into independent living. And so she was leaving her home that she had lived in for 40 years and moving into an apartment. And so I created a guidebook, and that was my first experience with that. And when she walked into her apartment for the first time, I mean, she was just crying. It was so emotional, but it was so beautiful, because she said it felt like we picked up her home and moved it. We were able to place as much of her personal belongings as we could. We tried to put them in the exact spot that she had them in her house. And so it immediately felt like home to her, and it felt familiar. So that, like, I will never forget that moment. It was amazing. But for an actual interior design client, mm-hmm. I have to say it's for my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law. I renovated their kitchen. I redesigned their kitchen. They had this tiny little kitchen with a separate dining area. It was just kind of an odd arrangement and unusual entrance that went into this family room. And I was able to redesign that whole area, almost their whole first floor. So it was their living room, kitchen, dining room, family room. And I changed the entry where they would enter from the kitchen into the family room. It's in a completely different spot. Mm-hmm. And then we were able to incorporate this like a peninsula. And it's open concept. And now we spend all the holidays there, which they always did do that. But every time I go there, it's just like, oh, like I did that, you know, it just always amazes me to see something come to life, an idea. You know, it's like, it starts, you know, from a conversation, and then it makes it onto paper, and then it makes it into your home. And I will just never grow tired of that process. I love it. It's so fulfilling.
That's amazing. So as a Grosse Pointe Woods resident, right, what do you love most about, you know, being a part of this community, as a designer, as, you know, someone who's passionate about what you do, a small business owner, what makes it worthwhile for you?
Oh God. I mean, of course this area, I mean, I love the area. I love the community. And I love the networking opportunities that we have. And, anytime I've been to a networking opportunity with other business owners, I meet somebody new every time, mm-hmm. and they always want to, they offer encouragement, but they just want to help. And it's like, I've never met so many people who just want to be helpful. And so I love that the most. And from one of those networking events, I did meet a woman, Janet Abdener Dabney, and she's the owner of Jam Cat Candles. Mm-hmm. So the first time I met her, I swear it was like there was this bright light just shining on her. And we just connected instantly. And so we kind of stayed in touch over the years. And now we just partnered on a collaborative project where I designed a label to go on one of her candles. And so we're launching this new candle line called Illuminate with Intention. So we partnered on it, and it's launching on Saturday.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect timing. Oh, that's so great. Well, we'll have to keep an eye out for that for sure. Well, Jody, I really appreciate you taking the time to dive into what is an extremely unique business and so valuable. If people want to learn more about you, want to dive into those books, those planners, all of that, or, you know, are ready to invite you into their home, what is the best way for them to learn more about you?
I forgot to mention, I just created an online shop, and it is called Essential Pairings. So it's Essential, ESSENTIAL, pairings. So for my last name, PEARINGS.com. And from there, you can see my books and my video course, and then it will link to Jodi Pair Designs, where that is more interior design focused. But it has links to all my social media platforms and YouTube. And yeah, that's probably the best place.
Perfect. Thank you again, Jodi. This was great. Everyone start dreaming up, you know, all designs. Reach out to Jodi, and we will thank you again. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for joining us for another GP Chamber Chat. We hope this episode offered you an inside look into one of the incredible Grosse Pointe businesses helping shape our community, and that you reach out to them soon. To learn more about all the businesses inside the Chamber, how to join, or other upcoming events and activities within the Grosse Pointe communities, visit www.grossepointechamber.com.